The summer Ute baseball season is heating up with two local all-star tournaments set to begin this weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest news on the Humboldt Crabs, who began a new era this week, as well as updates on the local American Legion baseball season, how one local wrestler is fulfilling a lifelong dream and following in the footsteps of his grandfather, and the latest news from the Redwood Acres Raceway. But first up, local Little League takes center stage this weekend with a pair of District 26 All-Star tournaments getting underway on Saturday. The 10U tournament will be hosted by Klamath Trinity Little League and will take place at Candy Stick Park in Willow Creek. The tournament, which will run for at least 6 days, features six teams in a double elimination format. The opening day sees Arcata face off against Eel River and McKinleyville playing Redwood Empire. The Klamath Trinity and Southern Humboldt All-Stars have an opening round bye and will begin play on Sunday. The championship round will take place on Thursday and on Friday if necessary. The District 11U tournament, meanwhile, will be played at Conroy Field in Fortuna and features three local teams. McKinleyville will play Eel River on opening day at 11:30 a.m., while Redwood Empire has an opening day bye and will begin play against the winner of Saturday's game on Sunday morning. The championship game will be played on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. The District 12U All-Star tournament will be hosted by Southern Humboldt and begins play next weekend. Switching gears, the Humboldt Crabs began a new era this week as they opened play in the newly formed Pacific Empire League. It was a tough start to the new conference, however, as the Crabs dropped their opening two games against the Potters in Lincoln. On Tuesday night, the Crabs fell 8-5, and they followed that with a 5-4 loss in 11 innings on Wednesday. Wednesday's loss was a particularly disappointing one for the local club, which was playing on the road for the first time this summer. The Crabs held a 4-3 lead going into the ninth inning, but the Potters tied things up on a wild pitch to force the extra innings and would go on to secure a walk-off victory in the bottom of the 11th. The two losses ended a 7-game winning streak for the Crabs, who dropped to 0-2 in the Pacific Empire League and 10-4 on the season. A competitive Potters team, meanwhile, improved to 17-2 overall and 2-0 in league play. The Crabs will be back in action this weekend when they travel to Healdsburg to play the Prune Packers in a 3-game league series. Last weekend, the Crabs swept the Novato Knicks at the Arcata Ballpark. On Friday night, they won 13-4, and they followed that with a 19-3 win on Saturday afternoon and an 8-6 win on Sunday to secure the sweep. In local American Legion summer baseball, the Northern Humboldt Giants and Southern Humboldt 76ers split a doubleheader in Fortuna on Tuesday night. The Giants won a high-scoring opener by a score of 13-6, but the 76ers bounced back to take Game 2 3-1 in 5 innings. Both teams are back in action this weekend at the annual Northern Humboldt Giants Tournament. The tournament will take place at Arcata High School and run for 3 days, with the championship game scheduled for Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. The field of 8 teams includes the Giants, the 76ers, and the St. Bernard's Wild Cactus. Games begin at 10 a.m. on each day. In local high school softball, South Fork Cubs head coach Lisa Todd has been named the 2024 Humboldt Sports Softball Coach of the Year. Todd, who returned to the program this spring, led the South Fork girls to a North Coast Section Championship. The South Fork coach not only brought the program back after the Cubs were unable to field the team in 2023, but she has now guided them to 3 section crowns in her last 3 full seasons in charge, including titles in 2018 and 2019. Del Norte's Carly Harper was named the 2024 Humboldt Sports Softball Player of the Year, and the Del Norte girls were named the Team of the Year after winning a second straight Big Five Conference Championship and a first-ever Charles Lakin tournament title. In baseball, the Ferndale Wildcats were named the 2024 Humboldt Sports Baseball Team of the Year after a memorable spring that saw them win their first Little Four Championship in 19 years as well as a North Coast Section Championship. The Cats would conclude an outstanding season by claiming a first ever win in the NorCal State Playoffs. McKinleyville senior Evan Frazier was named the 2024 Humboldt Sports Baseball Player of the Year, and his head coach, Mike Dobrik, was named the Coach of the Year. In local wrestling, meanwhile, former Fortuna Husky Micaiah Montalban announced recently that he will wrestle for Cal Poly Humboldt next winter. Montalban, who graduated from Fortuna High School in 2021 and wrestled at Southwestern Oregon Community College this past winter, becomes one of the first recruits for new Humboldt head coach Lenny Zaleski, whose team will begin competing on the mats this coming season for the first time since the early 1990s. For Montalban, the opportunity is one he has waited a long time for. In the mid-1970s, his grandfather, Mike Cargis, wrestled for the Lumberjacks under legendary head coach Frank Cheek, and he enjoyed a Hall of Fame career competing for Humboldt State. Now Montalban will get to follow in his grandfather's footsteps, and he says he couldn't be more excited about the opportunity. And finally this week, it will be a busy weekend for local motorsports with back-to-back nights of racing at the Redwood Acres Fair on Friday and Saturday night. Friday night will feature all four classes of late models, legends, bombers and mini stocks, while Saturday's event will see the legends and bombers in action, followed by the ever-popular boat races. Racing for boat nights will start at 6 p.m. and admission will be free for fairgoers. And that's this week's Caymount News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.